At 11:10, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Naomi Grossman. It's 7 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, the Special Investigations Unit has been called out to investigate a possible shooting in Scarborough this morning near Midland and Eglinton Avenues. The incident happened following a raid which occurred just after midnight. According to CP24, the man, whose age is currently unknown, has been taken to Sunnybrook Hospital where he's being treated. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. Police in Toronto, with the Guns and Gangs and Organized Crime Units, have been conducting a series of raids this morning all over the GTA. Police raided a home in Scarborough close to Morningside and Old Finch Avenue. Neighbors woke up to a loud bang and sounds of screaming at 5:30 this morning. Toronto police also conducted raids in Hamilton and Peel region. In Mobile, Alabama, three people have been taken to hospital. They have severe burns following a huge fire that caused explosions on two fuel barges. The fire, which has now been extinguished, started Wednesday night. According to a Mobile Fire Rescue spokesperson, the fire appears to be accidental. Turning now to sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs lost 5-2 to the Tampa Bay Lightning in last night's game. The game ended a 6-game losing streak for the Tampa Bay. They will not be in the playoffs like the Leafs. The Toronto Blue Jays hit 4 home runs in 11 innings, beating the Baltimore Orioles 6-5 last night. The night before, the Orioles had just celebrated their 100th consecutive win. Blue Jays fans are delighted to have baseball back, and as Observer Radio's Josh Jenneroux reports, they have high expectations for the team.
The excitement surrounding the Toronto Blue Jays has reached an all-time high. I caught up with a few fans right before game time to have them share their expectations. Jay Myers, a local Jays fan, is optimistic that the season will be a success.
A ton of amazing trades. Obviously, pitching's taken a lot of, like, a turn for the better. Batting lineup actually stands like a fighting chance this time around. Should be amazing. If it's not a playoff team this year, I'd be very disappointed. But, you know, obviously a lot of Toronto teams have a history of bad luck. So, like, you know, somebody, like, you know, one of the pitchers goes down, God forbid, with, like, an injury, and then all of a sudden we're losing more games than we should be. I'd like to say we at least get to the AL East. Yeah, at least we take the AL East. That's all. I'm not going to be that guy.
Another fan that shares in his excitement and high expectations for success is Saskatoon native Mark Chambery. Chambery spoke about how he decided to move from Saskatoon to Toronto after the Blue Jays made huge off-season splashes to become a season ticket holder and witness what could be history firsthand.
Excited. I'm from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I quit my job 2 months ago, moved out here to become a season ticket holder and watch this. The Jays showed they were all in. It was time for me as a fan to step up. In all across Canada, they're Canada's team coast to coast. The Blue Jays have come through a couple times in the past year. This year with the winter tour, they were through, and Saskatoon Minor Baseball has done a couple fundraising events bringing the Blue Jays in and too, so it created a lot of excitement in the city. I know all my friends back home are watching the game on TV, wishing they could be here too. So a lot of excitement.
Well, with stories like those, it's no wonder the Toronto Blue Jays management is expecting about 3 million people to attend home games this season. Joshua Jenneroux, Observer News.
Toronto FC won Montreal Impact 2-0 in last night's game. It was the first part of the Amway Canadian Championship semifinals. Toronto merited the win, said Montreal manager Marco Schallebaum. And in entertainment, according to eTalk, there are rumors going around that a third Wayne's World movie might be made. The movie, which starred Canadian comedian Mike Myers, who hails from Scarborough, might reunite him with former co-star Dana Carvey. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Naomi Grossman. Thanks for listening and have a great day.